Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Right, we continue now, and it is our tech feature, and we're looking at how tech jobs are rebounding in South Africa. There's an 18% surge in vacancies. Paul Byrne, head of data insights at PNet, joins me now to talk us through the latest job market data that has come out. A very good evening to you, Paul.
Good evening, Sumitra. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for your time. I'm looking at this, some good news. I mean, you know, there's still some upside in the job market. We're also seeing unemployment figures looking a little bit better, but there still is a demand for tech professionals in the country.
Very much so. You summed it up by saying year on year, we've seen this rather significant 18% growth in the demand for these skills. And I think it's there are a number of things that are really positive about it, including the fact, as you mentioned, sort of there's a bit of a stabilization on the unemployment figures. What we have actually tracked over the last 2 months in our job market trend reports is a growth in the general hiring economy within South Africa. So I just thought I'd pop that in there as a little bit of another positive sentiment as we come towards the end of the year.
We are taking all the good news that we can get.
Absolutely, and so we should. So, yeah, naturally flowing in from that, we're bringing this back to this particular subset of the tech report that we've done. It's really pleasing to see this because, you know, typically tech over the last few years, and I'm talking about over the COVID years in particular, there was a massive demand at that particular time, specifically, I think, really driven by companies needing to accelerate their digitization and really prepare for the remote economy that was coming as a result of COVID. And then following on from that for a couple of years, some 2022 into early 2024, in actual fact, we saw some massive retrenchments in the tech industry globally. And that even affected us here in South Africa too, where suddenly, yeah, with these layoffs, the jobs were in demand, and we actually saw a noticeable increase in the engagement of tech-type skills across our platforms. And now, for the first time again, we're starting to see this growth. So 18% up, 10% up month on month is a good sign.
So, Paul, when you look at what's needed to fill these vacancies, I mean, IT, you would need to have the skills to do it. Before we get into what kind of jobs are lying vacant right now, do we have enough people that are graduating or coming into the workplace ready to take on these jobs?
There's a bit of bad news in that because our belief is that the answer is no. We're far short of where we could be. And I think we've got a massive missed opportunity in terms of what services we could be delivering to the world from South Africa. And yet we have this skills base, which we can already see our own demand is such that we just can't keep up with the supply of the skills that we've got within South Africa. And we measure that specifically across the PNet platform by having a look at the average number of applications that different types of jobs get. And specifically, if we're looking at sort of software developers, which are back at the top of the list of the most in-demand skills at the moment, we see that their application volumes are substantially less than their averages across all other other types of jobs that are advertised across our platform. So really, the answer is there is not enough skill in South Africa. We encourage people to get into this because I think it is the new world of work that we are accelerating into, and tech skills are becoming essential in our modern day lives.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's go through this. What are the other, you mentioned software developers at the top of the list. What else are we looking at?
Well, software developers, just to be clear, is the top of the list of the most in-demand skill set across South Africa. But when we look at what's actually where we've seen the biggest increase in demand over the last few months, so since January 2025, to be specific, business analysts top that list with 102% increase in demand. So that is significant.
Wow.
That's followed by our data scientists, data analysts, data warehouse specialists, and that's the sitting at about a 48% increase. And then the system and network administrators, the people that build the infrastructure that run our systems, that's seen an increase in demand of 38%. And then software developers, an increase of 34%. So that's just putting it in perspective. And I think really just again highlights this acceleration to this new world of work. And I think what we are seeing is still very much the sort of the infancy, the beginning of what companies are needing to do to understand how they operate in this new environment. Yeah, whether it be through artificial intelligence, machine learning, robotics, whatever the case may be. Yeah, companies are scrambling to really start making sense of their data so that they can use it to their benefit to be both more efficient in the way that they operate their businesses, and I think also more effective in terms of their competitiveness. This demand is going to continue to increase for the foreseeable future.
Okay, so let's go through that. So we have business analyst, data engineer.
Yes. Data warehouse specialists, the systems network. If we're looking at the top of the list, you've mentioned them, then including software developers, and then we've got a subset of different types of developers also. We're seeing full stack developers coming into the list, data scientists, IT project managers, C++ developers, and Scrum masters. That's the top 10 list, if you like, of where we're seeing this biggest demand at the moment.
What does the Scrum Master do?
They are very much involved in the IT project management side of things and just making sure that they're bringing together the right thinking, the right delivery in terms of the IT projects that need to be brought to market.
Okay. So, when we go back to getting the correct skills to fill these positions, it goes back to education. I mean, there is enough in terms of what you're offering. I mean, how much education from high school do they need? I mean, like, what kind of grades do they need to actually get into these positions? Or can you have your average student going in to skill up for this as opposed to having high academic numbers?
I think some good news is it is available to anyone who's got the acumen to be able to get into development. So we do find that there's a lot of on-the-job learning opportunity. There are a lot of developers out in the market that are self-taught. Clearly, yes, you get the tertiary qualifications and university degrees that are going to take people to a different level in terms of their ability around what it is that they are developing. But there are some phenomenal developers and data analysts out in the market that literally are self-taught. And I think that in itself does bring in some amazing hope for what people could be doing. However, there needs to be the underlying sort of acumen in terms of mathematics, I think it probably is the core underlying skill. Yeah, specifically when you're coming to the data side of things, you're coming to software development, you need to have that ability to understand sort of the sequencing of things. I do see that there's a problem there. I don't believe that we're doing enough in terms of education around our STEM education, our science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And I do think that that is part and parcel where I speak about this missed opportunity. I think a large focus needs to be getting people to a level of being able to have the basic mathematics that are going to allow them to start exploring what a software development career could look like, or a data engineering career, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But maths would be the foundation of that.
And we do have a serious problem with math in this country. But does this now leave the door open to hire people from outside of South Africa to fill these positions?
Well, I think what we're starting to see is actually the other effect, and this is putting a little bit of extra burden on the availability of talent to us here in South Africa.
Right.
And that is, we are seeing that about 13% of all of the software developer vacancies, just to name sort of one job skill, are remote type opportunities. Now, that might very well mean that there's hybrid work, but also within remote means that those people are perfectly positioned with that kind of skill to remain in South Africa, but work for international companies. And why I emphasize that as a risk is because I think that's a form of brain drain, because once we've lost that skill, albeit still in South Africa physically, the fact that they're delivering these services overseas SMEs means that we've lost the skill to the to be available for our local projects and development type work that we need to do. And that's something that we've got to be very mindful of, and we need to be working as a country, really, and as both government and private companies to understand how we're going to make create the benefits, create the willingness for people to actually want to work for South African companies rather than applying their trade through foreign companies. So that's the risk. I suppose the converse is true, that you might very well have the opportunity for people to come in and deliver work. And we've seen some massive outsourcing services, you know, whether it be through India or other parts of the world, where those organizations are delivering IT skills back into South Africa. So it's happening already. But again, let's bring this back to where we could actually see ourselves sort of bringing those unemployment numbers down even further. If we had the right skills developed within South Africa and we're giving people the opportunity to become software developers and data analysts and all those careers that I've mentioned, that gives people that opportunity to actually get into the workforce and have a meaningful contribution to society.
Absolutely. Paul, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your insights this evening. Paul Byrne is Head of Data Insights at PNET. And we're almost at the top of the hour. Thank you so much for indulging me over the last 2 days. Google will be back in the hot seat again tomorrow. Have a very good evening.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.